Researchers studying suicidal thoughts and behavior among adolescents don't usually take a machine learning approach, but that's what BYU researchers did in a new study. They had thousands of students answer a series of questions, and BYU professor and study co-author Quinn Snell says they let the algorithm do the talking.
There's the typical things that you think of when it comes up, right? But we decided to stay away from that and just let the data tell us what happened. And let the data tell us what was the most predictive.
And what they found is that certain risk factors stood out from others, says BYU professor and co-author Carl Hansen.
Our findings were really interesting in that the risk factors tend to hang around two important things, and that's connection with peers and connection at home in the family.
Snell says these results could help policymakers.
I hope it can be something that we can get into the hands of these administrators and to help our students.
This topic can be hard to talk about, Hansen says, but taking a positive approach could make all the difference.
If we could flip the script and look at the glass half full and think about what we can do to strengthen connection amongst peers and what we can do to strengthen connection within families and help to strengthen those families, we begin to move towards prevention of adolescent suicidal thought and behavior and ultimately suicide itself amongst adolescents.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Emma Fates.